Hey guys, welcome to Game Chat this week on May the 14th of 2019, where we are talking about the second part of Always Sometimes Monsters by Vagabond Dog, and publisher is Devolver Digital, made in RPG Maker VX, and was released in 2014 in May. So we'll get started with intros. So for those listening at home, you will we'll go through who you will be hearing on this podcast, as well as our intro question, which is, if you had to keep a part-time or a full-time job at any of the job places in this game so far, which would you choose and why? So starting at the top.
This is Franco. I've had a few part-time jobs early in my salad days, as they say.
I mean, from the places in the game.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just making sure.
For the money, I would probably take, again, this is always about your moral choices, right? I would probably take these, the meat processing play, because it was pretty easy. And it paid pretty well.
Oof. So you hear the, you'd be hearing little piglies squeal in your sleep, Frank.
I'd get a radio with headphones.
That's true. You could block it out, I guess.
But the plant growing place in the second, I just found that one day in Beantown was pretty nice, where you just planted flowers all day.
Yes. So nice. All right, next.
This is Madeline. I actually liked the other one in Beantown better. I liked the marijuana farm because that's assuming that everything is legal, like he says. Like, that's just math. So you just count up your grams of buds and make sure they all fit in the bag correctly. And then you get paid based on that. I was not a real fan of like having to buy the seeds to plant in the community garden that someone else was going to then sell the vegetables off of or whatever. So I did that one time and said no thank you to anymore.
Yeah, it was a little misleading because I noticed, anyways, we can talk about it later, but next.
This is Kevin. Does it have to be a place we actually worked at?
I mean, I guess not. Sure.
Then I'd want to work at the arcade.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
As long as they don't get hassled by drug dealer uncles with shotguns.
Oh, yes, that's right. All right, next.
This is Chris, and again, I haven't bothered to pick up the game since
it glitched
out on me. So I don't really quite know what other places there are to work at. But not knowing what was going on, I would say probably the arcade.
Okay, all right, cool, cool.
And I'll leave it at that.
This is Steph. I didn't try the marijuana farm that Madeline mentioned. I didn't try that one. I guess only worked one day there. Interesting. Anyways, but I did the flower planting once. And even though buying your seeds was a little strange, I enjoyed it was very relaxing to kind of just have to just go through the rows and plant flowers. I enjoyed that more than the other places I had worked. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, again, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. To give you a little setup for Always Sometimes Monsters, if you didn't hear the first part of our chat from last week, which you can hear that at thegamechat.net, You set out on a cross-country journey to win back the love of your life and endure the hardship of making story-defining choices that affect your life and the lives of those around you. It's a text-based game, very heavy narrative. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey so far, I'll have to say. So diving right into this, how are you guys feeling about, like, the people that you've talked to so far in the game? Do you have any favorite, like, side characters, or are there any characters that you wish you would have spent, that the game would have spent, let you spend more time with that you didn't?
I really wanted to try and talk to the Private Eye in Beantown a little bit. The only time I ever found him was in the final day whenever they read the election results.
Yeah.
And I had actually gotten into the safe in the warehouse and gotten out the union papers. And I was like, maybe there's something incriminating in here, and wanted to, like, give them to him, because, like, surely maybe he could do something with them.
Yeah.
I couldn't get any of that to happen.
Yeah, I think I checked his office, like, every day, and it was always, like, locked.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, same here. Mm-hmm. That was weird. That was a weird one. Like, I don't know, what did I do or not do that I totally don't miss out on that part, you know?
Yeah.
The
Private Eye. The Private Eye.
Oh.
The most friendliest person so far has been the fishing kid.
Yes.
Oh, he was nice. Man. He was, he was cute.
I was hoping I would be able to give him another land. I got another land crab the next day, and I'm like, I want to give it to him.
Oh,
Like, he wouldn't take it. I'm like, oh, no. Bummed.
Just the one.
Oh. Did anybody buy a fishing rod ahead of time and just go and, like, fish out?
No, I didn't know you were supposed to. A bunch of stuff
In the previous section, mm-mm. I bought a fishing rod and just started fishing a crap ton of stuff.
Yeah? What did you find?
It's just various fish, and then it restocks, because the city restocks it every day. So then you don't have to pay for stamina. You just cook fish or eat raw fish.
I was going to say, you don't even have to cook it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
I don't know if cooking it gives you more stamina. It might be that it does.
I don't even know if there's an option to cook it.
I think I got a bar of stamina each time that I ate.
There was one fish, I forget what it was, but it refilled your whole bar.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I forget what fish. It was a big, I think with the big mouth, not the big mouth bass, but there was another one. There was something like that, and I forget which one it was, but it refilled your whole bar. I caught one of them.
Wow, that's awesome. I might still have one in my inventory, actually. I should look. But yeah. The fish was nice because it felt less like, well, of course you didn't have to pay for it. So it saved money.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it did about the same thing as buying a sandwich would. So it was super nice. And a little fun. Yep.
I don't know. I can't remember how much I kept. I remember, I think, just before I was waiting around for nighttime to take the bus to, what's the next city? I can't think of the name.
Salt City.
So I guess it's Salt Lake City.
It's just Salt City. I don't know.
It's probably supposed to be Salt Lake City.
But I think
you're supposed to be doing a cross-country trip. I don't know where most of the towns are supposed to be.
But I loaded up on fish before I took the bus. I'm not going to be very popular on the bus.
You'll be fine. So what did you guys think about Larry and his wife, Belinda?
In a word? Doomed.
That was such a weird situation. Like,
that was really weird.
For those listening, like, you when you arrive in what's this town called? Beantown?
Beantown.
Yeah, Beantown. When you arrive in Beantown, you stay with Larry, Or you can, I don't know if there's another option, but you can stay with Larry, your publisher or editor. Your editor who works for your the possible publisher of your book, even though you're not writing anything except journal what entries. yeah, so you can stay with him. And his wife comes by, who has met you before, it's maybe?
In the intro.
And yeah, she's not very happy to see you.
I can't figure out. Oh, just either because I didn't finish the book. Is that the only reason, I guess?
They don't have money.
Well, she doesn't know that. Fault. She doesn't know that.
I thought she had yelled at you saying that, oh, I just got back from my parents, which was kind of confusing because I thought she started buying a bunch of money after her mother died or something.
I was also confused by that.
According to what Larry said, this was towards the end of your visit with them, was he was saying that he's like they're in the hole big time. Like she might think that he's low on money, but she doesn't know, I don't think, how bad it is. Because according to him, they're really big time in the hole, like going bankrupt on the like verge of like having to file bankruptcy. But she just thinks that he just doesn't have like a lot of money. So
yeah.
But yeah, it was a really just a strange situation because like at first like she's like extremely angry with you. And again, this is what we were talking about last week, was that the relation, like the people you talk with in this game, like it's so hot and cold. Like sometimes they're really nice to you, and then like 2 seconds later, after you answer something, like they immediately like are kind of harsh to you or really harsh to you. Yeah. With Belinda, she's harsh with you when she first meets you and says like pretty much it's just like, what are you doing here? You've ruined our lives. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. And like it's basically just like just giving you down the road. And then Larry leaves and is just like, you two spend the day together. And she's all of a sudden
you
like
spend the day with her?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, I didn't.
Ooh, what did you do?
I'm also looking at a guide, but I didn't spend the day with her. And then when you go outside, she goes and is talking to this lady on the street. And then like lady goes and comes up to you and is like, oh, have you heard of this homeless shelter that's in town? And you're like, no, what's it about? And then she calls up her friend, which is one of the like guard people in the town. And then you volunteer at the homeless shelter and run into the hoodie guy that you could have chosen as your player character, I think, from the beginning of the game.
Why did I spend my day with Belinda?
Give him two roles because the roles you find out are like currency, and then they're picking up homeless people throughout the town and putting them in like this homeless shelter thing as like some sort of like control program so that they don't have homeless people on the streets.
Yeah, no, that's not great.
That's weird.
So he's gonna use the rolls to like buy his way out of there. And one of the guys tempts you with a Game Boy game. I forget what they call it. It's let me see.
Yeah, that's super weird.
I just went and got our hair done.
Yeah,
that's what we did. But then
Belinda yell at
her? It was such a weird. It continued to be weird and extremely uncomfortable. Yeah. Extremely anxiety inducing. Like any moment, and then. So did you guys end up paying for Belinda's thing?
I tried to, but all my money was in the ATM. I had like a, I had like seven, I had $70 on me. And I'm like, $75 for two, for a haircut and a scalp massage? Are you out of your mind? Yeah. Apparently, I've never been to a salon, so.
Yeah.
I should have been more prepared.
I went ahead and.
I offered to pay.
I paid for it. And I was just because, like, I was just like, I don't know. What's I didn't want to see her go to jail, and I didn't want to see Larry blame me and then have something happen because of that, because, you know, so I was like, okay, this I'll just, even though I only have like, I think $180 or 170. So yeah, thank goodness that was the fish town and I could just get fish for food and not have to buy like two or three sandwiches every day. Yeah, it was so weird. I kind of wish I went to the homeless shelter now rather than spend the day with Belinda at the stupid salon.
Yeah, she's such a, wow, she's off the charts.
I couldn't answer anything right to her. I don't even know
there is no answer, right answers with her. That's the whole point, I think.
Yeah. I have some stuff going on in my life that I really wanted to try and like help make their marriage, like help their relationship be better.
Yeah.
And it was just like nothing helps. There's nothing you can do. Don't try. Yeah.
Take advice from the cops. Don't get involved.
Yeah.
Because then you become the enemy.
Yeah. So Larry does not get upset with you if you end up just working at the vagrant place. You just go home and
oh, that's nice. I was afraid I was gonna lose like my bed couch for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Larry keeps looking at the fish tank if there are no fish in the fish tank, even though there are fish in the fish tank in artwork.
I wanted to try and like fill it up, but I had fish on me and I couldn't fill it up with anything.
That would have been great.
Yeah, you're totally going to be able to fill up the fish tank with those fish that are in your pocket.
I mean, if we were going to give the writers credit, the creators credit, then maybe it was to just, I mean, because obviously, you know, he's on the verge. I mean, he's pretty much like, they're in the hole thousands of dollars. His marriage is basically hanging on by a thread. I mean, I'd probably just stand and stare at a fish tank too, an empty fish tank, and just like pondering my life decisions and my failures. And
yeah, because he's thinking about what was and then what could have been.
Yeah. So. Yeah. They're in a rough spot. They're in a really rough spot.
Would have made for a great mini game. You catch a fish, you had to run back to Larry's place to put it in the tank.
Oh, God. Oh, geez. Oh, no.
Fill up Larry's fish tank and cheer up Larry.
Yeah. It was an interesting situation. And I guess it did do an okay job with, like, with kind of putting you kind of in that position of kind of being, you know, kind of in the middle of that of a situation like that, of a marriage almost falling apart and money, not having enough money, and poor Larry's like, I love her. Like, that's why I'm not telling her. That's why I'm just letting her spin things because her parents died, and which it all checks out. Like, you know, because some people, that's how they cope, is they cope with spending things. They cope with, there's a lot of people out there like that. And so I found the situation, like, even though it was uncomfortable and kind of sporadic, I was like, well, I find it still seemed kind of realistic, probably one of the more realistic pieces of the game so far to me, as far as like relationships and how people are acting go. Yeah. So it was definitely uncomfortable and definitely sporadic with Belinda there. But yeah.
Then you have your first like flashback dream.
Oh, that night on the couch, right? Yeah, yeah. You had your first flashback dream.
Dreams don't work like that.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Don't they? yeah, so this one was the one where your roommate asks you to go downstairs to talk to the person
she's been... to the observatory.
It's downstairs, though.
Yeah, it's downstairs. Yeah. To talk to the person that she's been stalking.
Yeah, just a little light stalking.
Just a little light stalking.
Oh, your roommate was... Oh, yeah, Sam. I'm a male character. So I had a black dude.
Yeah, it said that Sam's completely random is what I read. That you can... If you want a different Sam, you can just reload the game and a new Sam would pop in its place.
Yeah. Wait, so then you can end up having a Sam that's of the opposite gender in college?
I don't know. I highly doubt it. But I'm just saying the appearance would change. I'm not sure if the sex would be mixed up.
I don't think it changes the story in the least.
No, it doesn't change the story. It's just a random piece of thing. But yeah, so you go and talk to the person that she's been stalking or he's been stalking. And there you go.
I refuse to do it. I was like, ooh. I know where this is going. No, I'm not going to go and end up stealing your girlfriend. So, no, you've got this. I believe in you. And then I had to go and talk to
the
professor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't find her or whatever. And then later on, I'm like, now I don't want to be a shit friend. Like, why?
Yeah.
Right. Wait, do you end up running into her, running into your significant other anyway?
How far did you get, Kevin?
I had that flashback dream.
Right, but how far did you get in the game so far?
Oh, I'm on.
You're gonna find out when you get there.
Oh, I'm on I was talking about, did you end up running into your significant other anyway in the flashback?
Like saying that you didn't want to do it. Okay.
Because I already got through that flashback. I meant we're going to go and hack the elections.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you just end up running into her anyways, Madeline.
Yeah.
And still having to talk to her. Okay.
Yeah.
So the choice was completely null.
Yes.
Yep.
Welcome to Always Sometimes Monsters, where the choices don't matter.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes. But, you know. I mean, seeing that the whole point of the game is to get back to your ex, that's how you met them,
all of the terrible things you've done to Sam.
Exactly. Poor Sam.
But he's a stalker. A little bit.
He's a confused
guy. I mean, I'm not confessing to anything, but I'm saying, I'm sure that, there are probably moments in my life where I was like, I'm like low key. I mean, Facebook stalking. I mean, that's something.
Yeah, you know? I too have been
so,
Sam, where it's like, I want to talk to you, but I can't talk to you.
But you gotta be careful. So you have your first flashback sequence on the couch. Let's see here. You guys didn't get to Mark, so you guys, or at least, none of you got to Mark. I'm the only person that got off the bus, right?
I got to Mark.
Okay.
I got off the bus and got there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on day 12, so I've done all of the second day.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, I like Mark. It's an interesting relationship. It's kind of strange, but he seems like a nice person.
Wait, are we going to skip over the whole...
Well, I'm just talking about relationships right now. I was talking about characters in the game and side characters is what we were talking about.
Right.
No. Yeah. What did you guys think about Mark so far?
He seems like a weirdo, to be honest. Like, yeah. I want him to be like a genuine good person, but mm-hmm. I feel like either he's not, and I just haven't found out yet, or he was just so poorly written that he just sounds like an awful flake. Even though he's like doing all these nice things for me, but like he can't ever decide on like a single like I ended up going to the church and talking to him afterwards.
Oh.
And like him talking to you about his life and way he's changed and stuff. It's like, you know, I had the light and that helped me. And then you have to atone for all the bad things you've done, cause that's the only thing that counts. And I'm like, you're crossing the streams here, dude.
Yeah. I'm sure I read it, but I didn't comprehend that to meet him at the church, that he wanted you to stop by the church. So I completely just kind of whisked past that. And so I got home and he was asleep. And I woke up the next morning and he was like, oh, well, you didn't stop and see me at the church last night. I was like, oh, right. Yeah, I was at the strip club.
you know.
I must admit.
Like you do.
If that's the choice, I probably would be the same place as Steph. And that's probably where I'll get. I'll commit to that and go to the.
It wasn't even like a it was just like I just went. I was like, because again, like I just didn't comprehend that he even said anything about being at the church. So, yeah, to the strip club I went.
after 10 or 11 days of what I've been through in this game, I think that's well deserved.
There's not a lot to do in Salt City.
There is not. Salt City's a small little town.
There's no place to fish.
There's no place to fish.
And there's no temp job agency.
It reminds me of just a very like small town feel, because you always have, there's always some kind of like somewhere, there's always like a bar, but there's no bar here, but there is a strip club. So you have the strip club and you are like, you know, something, and then you have like a bar, and then you have like
a video store.
Yeah. And then you have like, you know, the mechanic and the church, and it's just very kind of closed in. That's about it. And some trailers.
Nice trailer park.
It was. Did you come across? I'm skipping ahead here because I want to know. Did you come across the were the kids outside?
And I agree with what you wrote in the notes here.
I don't understand because, like, okay, so like in this town, Salt City, there are a bunch of trailers, and like the kids are all playing like in a field at one point, but then like they all go to their trailers at another point. I think it's maybe the second day you can find them at the trailers. Mm-hmm. And all of them, there's like five of them, I think, and every single one of them, when you talk to them, they don't say anything else other than how much they love their daddy or how great their daddy is. Like, I love my dad. My dad's the greatest. That's all they say.
They say daddy. They don't even say dad, they say dad.
Oh, yeah. But that's... You don't meet any parents.
I knocked on all of the trailer doors. I did, and too. Like, your children are out here.
I did, too.
Talking to strangers.
A mini village of the damned, I mean.
And so for all the kids to be talking about how much they love their dads, all of them, every single one of them, like, that's all they say, I'm like... Wait, who's their dad? Is Mark fathering this entire town?
Hey, Salt Lake City. I mean, oops, sorry. Salt City.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That just hit you over the head, didn't it?
He's not a monogamist.
He's a polygamist.
The opposite. opposite of what I said.
If he's a monogamist, those aren't his kids.
Oh my, and all the trailers are there together. Oh, yes.
But there's also the two old men that live there.
So there are the really... two old men. So I
think they're the grandfather of...
They could have fathered all the children, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then you also have the guy at
the office.
At the office, mm-hmm. Who is blind, I think. Maybe not. He's wearing, like, weird sunglasses.
If he is, that makes what he says at the strip club so much funnier, because he said, oh, yeah, front row seats, baby.
I swear. He's wearing crazy sunglasses. All right,
headcanon, he's blind now.
That would have been great.
That's it.
He's just hearing the music, and he's like, this is the best place ever. Like, this is the best club.
But Mark does have a girlfriend that you meet.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Carla,
she has a really cool t-shirt. I can't figure out what's on it, but I like it.
I can't. Yeah. 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 So I don't know. It's just really strange that every single kid, if that doesn't turn out to be anything, I'm going to be like, because that's,
I'd be upset.
That's the most, like, intriguing thing I've, like, so far. The kids are the weird kids talking about how much they love their daddy. Yeah, I don't know. So something to look forward to, Frank and Kevin.
Yep.
The weird kids
in Salt
City. I mean, it could be that maybe they do all have the same dad, and we just don't know. Like, it might not be Mark. It might be... If it's supposed to be like Salt Lake City or, you know, Utah, I don't know. Who knows?
I will go to the convenience store, see if I can get a...
Maybe I fathered the children. I'm a girl. That'd be extremely hard. Impossible. Yeah. But, you know.
Cartman's mom did it.
Yeah, there you go.
In South Park.
I will go to the convenience store, buy a 20-pack of Red Solo cups, and get DNA samples from all those kids.
Please do, Frank. And please report the test results back to me.
Do the Maury Povich.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Test says your daddy is Mark. Your daddy is Mark.
Yeah. So with the, we've kind of talked about themes and stuff. I mean, if you guys think of any other theme that's kind of been brought up in this in the second part that you want to talk about,
It was really weird to see, like, the union being the one, which, like, I'm not super into, like, unions one way or the other, but it was really weird to see the unions being, like, the union bosses being the fat cats and the people who were union workers picketing against the union. That was a little bit, like... Yeah, there's a lot of.
I don't know. I feel like the people who made the game don't understand union.
Well, it's
and
possible.
And also the fact that it's essentially Cuba in America.
What?
I mean.
Because you have the one guy, you have the black guy who's leading the protest against the union. With the Che Guevara posters, and then you have the other guy who's the mayor, who has the Obama Hope posters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the town has a bunch of, like, security agent, military police people all around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they're picking up all the homeless people and putting them in, like,
controlled facilities.
Concentration camps.
Yeah, Gitmo or something. But in America.
Yeah, it's super weird.
The war on the homeless is a thing.
I know, but like, they're not going and kidnapping homeless people and putting them in control facilities. At least
just incarcerating them. Wouldn't you say that's a controlled facility?
It is a controlled facility.
Well, yeah, but this seems more like picking them up like they're like stray dogs in a pound.
Yeah.
You should hang out with more within more
I
have prisoners for my job, and it's it's not great.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that the part. Were they holding the homeless against their will, or are they just...
So I think you only get this if you are do what Kevin did and don't go spend the day with What's-Her-Face.
Oh, Belinda. Okay.
Belinda.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, it seems like they're there as... it seems like they're kind of being held there against their will. Because they're
there's a distinct difference. I mean, you know, giving them shelter and then holding them against their will. I mean,
they pick they're also like you keep all the homeless there so that they're not roaming around on the streets, because they're trying to get rid of the homeless on their streets because they don't want dirty streets.
Yeah.
And then they also are using the facility for transferring of like criminals or something, or like treating them in mentally, and like they think that the one person that was your friend that was at Larry's party a year ago is crazy.
Yeah,
like you're not crazy.
Weird.
Yeah,
I don't know what that was all about.
Pretty intense.
This whole chapter's just weird.
So to the, you know, with, did you do anything in this part of the game that we played this last week, that you would consider like a moral decision? Like,
I stayed and moved 100 boxes.
You moved 100 boxes?
And I regret that so much.
I gave up at 25.
So you got paid. Let's see here. You got paid $150.
Yes, I can do math too.
Yeah, it's $1.50 a box. Anyway,
I stayed for how many did I move? 80. I stayed for 80.
You people, the guide said you basically only had to move 10.
Yes, that's true.
I moved 25.
And I was like, because I kept thinking, well, maybe because like she kept saying, or the character kept saying things like at the first. And I thought, oh, well, something's going to happen. And then it got up to 30, 40, 50, 60. I was like, okay, I'm stopping at 80. 80, I'm done. If nothing happens, nothing happens. Sure enough, I went to talk to the guy and he was like, oh, well, there's still some boxes coming out. So you're quitting already, huh? Yep.
Wait, does he always say, I moved about twice that when I was your age?
Yes, he does. There's a thing on the floor that's a switch that's stuck in on. So, like, the boxes just keep coming out. And I tried, I got the screwdriver, and I tried to, like, do something.
Yeah, the screwdriver's for the filing cabinet. Upstairs.
Well, I used it to fix the vending machine.
Yeah.
Oh, the vending machine's broken?
Indeed.
Oh, I...
Not right for Madeline anymore.
It was. And so I was like, maybe I can screw the lever and it won't be stuck. No.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing.
Yeah, and I stopped at like, 25.
It's a double-digit counter, so maybe it'll just max out at 99. And then
bullets will come out of the roof.
Wait, it was double digits? I thought it was triple.
No, it was
a double digit counter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So you were still, so even moving 100 boxes, it was still quitting before it was done, Madeline.
Yes.
Oof. Yeah, no thanks. F that noise.
Wait, did it go to 0-0?
No, it just stayed at 99.
Oof.
Oh, but, that would have been great.
They totally didn't expect anyone to stay that long.
But to honestly answer your question, like, I initially, because you don't have a choice whether or not if you go to the clubhouse, but I initially said, I'll go do the hacking job with you. And then we got to the garden and I was like, no, I'm out. Yeah. Bye. And then I was like, no, you should have said, yes, go in, and then purposely flub it so that he gets caught trying to hack the election. But you didn't. So,
I got all the way to, because like I didn't like it because the guy was a complete, I'll say, a douchebag.
Racist.
Douchebag, yeah. I mean, that covers a lot of things. Everything. And I didn't like it, but it seemed, it did, it kind of, it kind of strong-armed you into doing it anyways. And so I got there and I was just like, oh God, like, I went inside and I got to where to, because like, I think I had already decided that I was going to like maybe try and duck out, like, because I got to the server room and then someone stops you. Who was that? It was one of the agents. Oh, no, it was someone working for the private detective. A guy, I don't think it was the private detective, but it was a person working. He said he worked for the private detective. And I'm like, where is the private detective? I've never seen him.
Wait, why would a private detective have a person work?
There was a guy. Yeah, I don't know. It was a guy working.
Everybody's for the private detective.
He was Devin? In. Was it
Devin? Or I forget what the name was.
He was in the server room and he was like, and he was like, do you realize, like, he was like, so-and-so sent you in here to turn the results, right? Yeah. Do you realize who you're, you know? And so he like, he kind of like was trying to convince me and it was really weird. Like he acted like he was like, you know, well, once this is over, like come and see us. And you know, like, you don't have to do this for anyone. Like, you don't have to vote for anyone. Like, you can, like, just leave. We have some stuff that we can, like, use against them. But I don't think it really gave me, like, a decision. Or maybe he might have asked me something and I answered the wrong thing. But anyways, so I ended up having to go to the election machine anyways. And I ended up turning it, but instead for the other guy. So I completely, he wasn't douchebag wasn't happy.
It was basically, I mean, as Devin, I guess the guy, the hooded guy for the detective agency pointed out, it didn't matter. They were both in people's, you know, big money pockets. It just depended on, you know, whoever you chose, it just changed the pocket, you know, of who the guy was, who the candidate was in. So it was like, and you, when you looked at, and you went to the voting machine, pretty much confirmed that, you know, the server, it confirmed that it showed both candidates and both were being funded by Microshaft.
Microshaft.
I'm sorry. and other corporations are all being funded by big.
For sure.
And it was like, and Devin just tells you, like you said, Steph, he says, do whatever you want. It doesn't really matter to us. It's, you know, it's you know, whomever gets in, it's going to be a crazy situation. So it doesn't matter.
Did anybody else find the names of all the buildings in this town really funny?
I'm not sure I noticed. How? Funny how?
Like the moving van is the sofa king fast movers.
Oh, yes. I mean, it was the van, but I didn't really see any of the buildings.
And then there's the fishing thing at the dock up in the top right corner, which are the master baiter agency or fishing thing, as well as the Baka sushi.
Yeah, I didn't notice any of these.
Oh yeah, and then the one, it's Detective Ricky, Private Dick.
I didn't. Wow, I must.
Well, that is a thing. That is like, a phrase. That is a phrase. But like, that, was there any use to the buildings up at the top right? Near the. There was a shack that was locked.
I think they were just for decoration.
Yeah, that was weird. I was like, you know.
Useless map things. Yeah. Kind of like we had in that other game that we played recently.
So, and I found out that it doesn't matter who you flip the election for. You get the, or even if you don't, I read, if you left the, now who left the room? Natalie? You
I did,
room?
Yeah. And then Trudeau.
Did you get the employee card at the end?
No.
Oh, did you run away from the election
site? After the elections was like, so now the strike's over. So I'm going to go, I can go get my bus ticket.
She can leave.
And I was like, all right, let me go sell my one last little minifigure. So I have the last $11 for my ticket. And then I got on the bus and left. And I tried, and I was like, oh, I probably should have said bye to Larry since I was sleeping on his couch. And I tried to call him when I got there and no answer.
I think before I went to the bus station, I stopped at Larry's to do that, and he wasn't there, so.
Yeah, same. But as you go to leave the election thing, the guy who announced the election runs you down.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he ran me down and he says, wait. Like
you mean like got your attention, not like ran you down with the car.
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You,
I start to leave the building and he says, wait, stop. And you have a choice to run or stay, which is very tricky.
I don't think that happened to me.
Wow. And I got
it. Tell me about this.
Okay. So maybe because I talked to everybody.
Weird. Who did you do for the election? Did you keep the douchebag or did you go for
the I kept the douchebag.
Okay, that's
crapped
why.
On my car.
Because I went for the other guy.
Anarchist crap. I read that if you go for the other guy, you should get the card too, but I don't know.
I mean, I might have got the card, but I didn't have what's-his-name talking to me.
I don't know. That's weird.
Frank?
He runs you down and he says, stop. He said, because you think, oh, Christ, I'm getting arrested, right?
Yeah.
But if you stay, he says, thank you for everything you've done. And you're like, what? And it's like, apparently he thinks you put up election posters or something.
Oh, yeah. And, no, I didn't do that.
And he hands you a city employee voucher card.
I'm not sure I got that card.
It's good for $200. You go to an ATM, you can.
Nope, get it. I didn't get that.
Oh my gosh.
This is like the time that Steph.
I still have that check.
Because find a bank branch.
Because when I had talked to you guys last week, I'd already played the second part to find a stopping point, and so I was already in Salt City, which has no bank. Nope, nothing.
Oh no!
So
I gotta go back to a saving, get all my money.
Yes,
yeah, and there's no bank in the second town either. I think.
Oh, no bank. There's ATMs, right? Tell me, there's ATMs.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah, but you can't cash a check at an ATM. That's not how checks work.
I understand.
In real life, that you can do that, but sorry.
Not without some. Actually, no, they're shutting that down.
Oh, I deposited a check.
You can do it through your cell phone, although you don't have a cell phone now. You only have a pager in the game.
Yes, you're so yeah. But anyway, yeah, you get a voucher card that's good for $200. So I immediately drained that.
Good. So that was like your blood money for helping him.
He acted totally confused, and he just handed me a card. So I took it.
I think it was blood money. Dun dun dun.
Good on you. You got $200.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
Well,
so, then I got on a bus and that's where I stopped. Oh, I had to wait around because apparently, you know, there's no such thing as clocks in this universe. And I'm like, how long is this afternoon going to last? It's like walking around fishing. I fished out all the holes, you know, depleted the fish thing. I'm like walking around.
Fish kid and his family.
Yeah. I'm going to every store and it's like, when is this afternoon ever going to end? Even that afternoon, I could squeeze in a day at the employment office at the job fair office. It's like after the election, before you know you leave, you can squeeze in another, you know, $100 working at the plant farm.
I think I only worked one time during that whole place. I don't know how I got the rest of my money, but there you go. Oh, so Madeline, did you get to the part in Salt City where you have to decide if you want to do the race or not?
Yes. I got to there, and then I had the conversation with Clara later on that afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I had $1 left at the end of the day, because apparently even though I didn't actually buy anything and Mark gave me half his sandwich at the bacon barn, you still don't actually get to eat it. You just look at the little sprite of it. So I had zero stamina left. Oh, no. And I went to bed and it's like, you're going to starve. So I went out back and dug in the dumpster. Couldn't find anything. And it's like, should I try again? So I looked again and I couldn't find anything. And I was like, screw it. I'm going to go to bed hungry. And then I died in my sleep.
No. Oh, my God. So, this game actually Oregon trails you? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it does say, yeah. It does warn you. It's risk. Like, something could happen if I go to sleep hungry.
And I figured it would be like one of those mini games that you've been playing, and you just have to like survive the mini game, and then you wake up the next morning.
Yeah.
No. You just die.
It's to death.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. So, in Salt City.
Did you agree to Clara's the race?
Can I talk about, since you didn't go to the church, can I talk about the church?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So, when you get to Salt City, you get to Mark's house, and he's like, oh, I'm going to be late. I got to go help people out at church. Yeah. You can come if you want, or you can, you know, go hang around. There's a lot to do in Salt City. Okay. So I was like, cool. I'll go, you know, wander around. If I find the church, then I'll go in. Mm-hmm. So I went into the church, and Mark and Saw is the pastor. So he does a sermon, and then he's like, I'll be here for a couple hours if anybody has any questions. And everybody's still sitting in their pews. And I was like, I don't really want to get up. Nobody else is getting up. Like, maybe I should go up and tell him I came. So I tried to like go and talk to my neighbors and be like, are you all going to leave? But you can't talk to your neighbors. It just makes you sit back down. So I went up and talked to him, and he's like, when was the last time you had a confession? And I was like,
oh God,
never. but he's, I don't feel like he was trying to be like pressure. I think he was just trying to like, feel like this is a way I feel like genuinely helped me. And this is something I want to offer you. I was like, probably never. He's like, well, would you want to go? And I was like, you know, this would be weird to see, you know, what did they do with this in the game? Because I felt like for my character, my character would have been like, no, bye. Yeah. But I'm curious to see what they did with it. So I went into the confessional, and it's like, you know, tell me about the stuff you've done that you feel bad about. And so I was like, well, I was a terrible friend. And I, had this opportunity. We worked on this book together, and then I had an opportunity to move forward without her. And I did. And he's like, well, you know, life is really tough and you can't just throw away your opportunities for other people. And I was like, what? What? You're going to be like, that was the right decision.
Wow. Wow.
I talk about a couple other things. But I thought it was interesting that you had the opportunity to go and confess all the stuff that had been laying heavy on you. Mm-hmm. I try to go walk out and then go into the other side of the confessional, but it's like only ordained servants of the Lord can go in this door.
Nice. Ordained servants. Yes. Yeah. It's interesting going along with that. Like, I don't know. Did you get to the part where he had those, I don't remember what day it is, but he has like another conversation with you, like in his house.
Yeah. It's the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought that was, I don't know about you, but I liked that conversation. Like, he seems very, you know, it's an interesting take on a preacher, you know, because it is a very flawed, it is a flawed person. Mm-hmm. And they don't try to make him seem like holier than thou, and they don't make him seem like he's perfect, and they don't make him seem like that he's judging you or reprimanding you. Like, he's very very down to earth and very very human.
I'm reminded a little bit of Casey Jones from The Grapes of Wrath.
Very human preacher, and I I enjoyed the conversation. Like, I wish I would have wrote down some of the things he said so I could say them now. But just like some of the conversations he had with me, that because I didn't make it to the church, but I was at the strip club. But the conversation we had was really, it was really intriguing, and I enjoyed it. Like, as you know, a person of faith viewing it, like I was like, wow, this is, I thought it was a very cool thing to have in a game, to kind of have that kind of, I mean, hopefully, I'm just hoping that it, you know, he doesn't turn out to be like a crazy, you know, like a creep or like a crazy person, but you know, that there's some kind of twist or something, you know, because this game seems to kind of like just throw you into horrible situations, like right and left. So I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh God, like this is going to turn. So I hope it doesn't. I hope that, you know, I mean, but yeah.
No.
He asked me like, why are you doing this? And I was like, I don't really know why I'm trying to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, well, you should probably figure that out. This is a long way to go for no reason.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to help you get there. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he asked what you believe in. And you can say God, you can say love. You can say, I think I had my character say love just because I felt like that. It doesn't seem like a very religious person. He didn't ask you that?
He didn't ask me that. No.
Oh, it might be because he chatted with you in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he did ask me like, how did I feel after confessional? And I was like, I kind of feel worse because I was reminded of all the terrible things I did. Again, like that was literally my thought in the confessional. Yeah. And I was like, this is the conversation at the end of the first season of The Walking Dead, where the dude is holding the gun to you and telling you all the times you screwed up and didn't do the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this scene is. And I don't like those games.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But yeah. So did you, except I don't know if you have a choice to not accept the race or not.
The mechanic said, like, I'm not, if you can't pay for it, I'm definitely not going to give you a car back. But if you can beat me in a race, then you can, you know, have the keys and walk away with it forever.
Yeah.
And, Mark says, like, I'm not a gambling man, so I don't want to take this. But you can take it. And if you don't, then you have to say goodbye to San Fernando. Like, it's just not going to happen. And I was like, oh, well, I guess we're doing this then.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Did you accept Carla's offer?
No. Well, I haven't decided really one way or the other.
Okay. She'll keep asking you.
Carla is Mark's girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
And she doesn't really like even that Mark is talking to the mechanic, because Mark owes the mechanic money that he lost for gambling, and that's why the mechanic has Mark's car in the first place. Yeah. And so she gives him a little bit of grief for even talking to the mechanic in the first place, but then after lunch, Mark goes back to do whatever stuff he was doing, and then Carla talks to you and says, the mechanic has the hots for me and I can go distract him while you go cut his brakes on his car. And then he'll probably die in the race. And then there will be one less creeper making eyes at me and you'll have a car. And I'm like,
well, that makes sense.
So he can't gamble for whether or not he's going to get his car or not, but you want me to
sabotage
engineer manslaughter for this dude? Like, what?
Wow.
For a hot second, I was on, because I went to this, as I said, the strip club the night before. Mm-hmm. I was on, and the next day, like, it built up introducing me to Carla so much, like, because we were at the cafe and waiting for the sandwich or mm-hmm. waiting for her to show up, and he kept being like, well, she should be here any minute, she should be in here any minute. And I was like, oh crap. I was like, this is going to be like one of the chicks from the strip club, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, am I going to recognize them with clothes on? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I even went back like the next night, like briefly, like the next evening to the strip club to see if I recognized her anywhere, but I didn't see her. She wasn't like on the stages or anything. But I still like, I don't know. But yeah. She seems like, you know, that's completely like cutting the brakes and using her wiles against this guy and possibly killing him is completely her idea. Like, and I don't think that Mark would be, personally, from what I've seen, I definitely don't think that he would be on board with it at all, because she's talking to you about it in secret. Like, you know, so, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to stand on my no thank you answer. But I'm a little concerned that it's something that she's come up with. Like, I don't know how I feel about, like, you know, should I tell Mark that she's okay with killing someone?
Like, yeah, I was going to say that. It's like, boy, option to, like, give him a heads up?
Possibly maybe getting sexually molested in the process? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you aware your girlfriend is a psychopathic potential murderer?
I'm a little worried for the entire situation, but
yeah.
Where does she work? Because it kind of looks like she had a fist on her t-shirt, and I was like, does she work at the boxing club?
Oh, maybe.
But I didn't see her when I went in there the first time.
Yeah.
The second time I went in there was nighttime, and nobody was in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I went in there nighttime once too. I was like, they just keep it unlocked. Like,
can I sleep in here?
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah, instead of like in the small quarters of Mark's minuscule trailer. Oh goodness. Yeah, so we're getting close on time. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you guys want to talk about? With the second part?
Did anybody spray red when you're cleaning off the car?
No. No. I thought that was one of the most disgusting scenes ever. And it's like, they could have done other ways to do that.
Yeah. That's pretty light, to be honest.
I know, but it's still like potty humor and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it personally. I mean, I'm sure that it's not uncalled for someone to be like, if they're upset with a person, to be like, versus, I'm going to poop on someone's car.
Yeah. Versus rigging an election. Like, let's think about this here.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. But yeah, I didn't. Oh, I did spray Rhett. I did spray him. He just got, aww, like, he was just like, oh, turn off the hose. And I turned off the hose and he was like, just kind of like, I can't believe it. But he still took me to the club.
Okay. Like, I'm sad I didn't spray him then.
Yeah, he still took me to the club. There was no one there. And, you know.
Yeah, that was the lamest club ever.
That was very lame.
Wait, did he throw up?
Yes.
Yes. It's when they were, defecating on his car. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Because I remember we went to the club and he was like, I'm wet and I smell like throw up. I'm going home. You can stay here for as long as you want.
And I was, why would I stay here? Nobody is here.
Just don't sleep. Yeah. And everyone was telling me not to sleep on things. And I'm like, I'm not going to sleep when you're cruddy. I'm not going to sleep in here.
Can you at least give me a sandwich?
Yeah, it's an interesting choice. Yeah, anything else? Have you guys been keeping journal entries? Have you guys been writing in your journal every day?
Every time I go to bed, write in the journal.
I try to go back and read some of it, and you can't read it.
No.
I wanted to read the union contract so bad.
I wanted to read that too.
It's like, let's find out what the real dirt is.
Oh, did you take the union contracts?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Oh.
I don't know. You never get to use it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what you can. I feel like you should be able to use with it. Something. Seems important.
From MacGuffin, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God. I never got to
that. It's like they had all these different things, and it's like, yep, drop plot. Like, I'm still carrying around heroin and various things that I've stolen from people. Like, I stole the one guy's golf club that didn't go and mess up his car.
I should have pawned the golf club. And then
I have a stolen screwdriver and a stolen tire shaft. Probably for what if you fight back against the one guy, the crazy uncle. Yeah. So I have all these stolen implements and heroin, and you can't sell the heroin. So I'm just carrying around heroin the whole game.
Pawn shop will take the heroin?
Pawn off the heroin.
Maybe the drugstore.
It's a travesty.
Just to know, this is in game to anyone. This is totally in game.
In real life, carrying around a bag of heroin. Yes.
Oh gosh. I agree. Yeah, it just seems like you have just a bunch, like a backpack of just random. It'd be nice, like when you're traveling from one place to another, that it would clean some of that, like just clean it out.
Yeah.
You know, of like stuff that it knows that you only needed in that one area. I mean, unless you go back to it, but I can't possibly see that because there shouldn't be that much of the game left. I think it goes to like day 21 or something like that. So, yeah. So, anything else? All right. Well, next week, we will be finishing off the game for next week's game chat discussion. Just finish it. As I said, if you had went to day 14, you would have I guess probably about 7 more days left. So
day 30, this one has.
Oh, the one I saw only has day 21.
Oh, I guess it depends on just how long you take to do things.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, so give yourself some time, guys. I know this one just moved to day 17, but then it has like extra things after that, like a couple of extra, like a dream sequence after that, and talking to a couple people, a casino. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. This has Las Vargas Casino downstairs.
So give yourself, a couple, 3 hours or whatever, and. Or whatever. Just don't wait to play it like 3 hours before game chat next week. or do. And I'll just be here. Just be like, blah, 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 blah. Anyways. So again, thanks guys for stopping in and chatting about this game with me. I look forward to finishing it out next week. On May the 28th, we have our May month chat, which is Okami HD. I'm going to play some of that tonight. have a couple weeks left. And then we also, in mid-July, is going to be our chat about Dragon Age 2. I'll release a date closer to time for that specifically. It'll be on a Tuesday. Nothing special. Well, I mean, it is special, but not like a special day. If you want more game chat, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under the Game Chat for all past and current shows. You can keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat and on Instagram at the Game Chat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. You can email us with that at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. And if you want to join a chat, you can email us there or at jointhechat@thegamechat.net or send us pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week while we are chatting about or finishing out Always Sometimes Monsters. And so until next Tuesday, thanks for listening, and I'll chat at you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.